Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Iloilo, Restless Sort RJ, I have Restless Leg Syndrome. From Fantasy Key and Kumandra, Overboard Klutz Miranda.
Overboard is my favorite romantic comedy.
I knew you were going to say that. I literally knew it. Wow.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, Total Artist Casey.
Been this one?
Girl, someone needs to put in the new nicknames into this generator.
We're repeating.
And from Harmonia, Weekend Crossing Adam.
Crossing, I never got to experience a crossing guard as a child because I didn't ever walk to school, but I have a feeling that their job is really fun. Or terrible. I don't think there's any in between. I think you either enjoy it or you would hate it.
I would love to stop cars.
I would love it. I would love that power.
I'm sorry, sir. Stop.
Casey, I think you would be really good at that job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like minimal.
Listenership.
Minimum listenership.
No, like minimal interaction with children because they got to go from A to B. You're like, all right, keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, we're back on another flop episode. Here we are. No internet once again.
I thought you guys were staying in South Bend for the week until you got internet.
That's what I said.
That's what Casey said. Well,
when you said we're recording at 8:30, I said to Jace, I go, oh, they're in South Bend, so this will be a fun game of Eastern or Central
Which
time.
8:30, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm still working, and
I didn't even think about the fact that we could have just stayed
we
there.
We could have done
you were
that.
Just home.
But as you can tell from all of our sniffling, one of her dogs is not hypoallergenic. We won't name names.
Jack.
But
it's Jack.
But it's Jack.
The cute puppy.
Jack's the cute one, right?
Jack is the cute puppy.
Well, that's
but
what
like I fully just like one. Shedding the entire time.
Yeah.
And also like Jasmine is not.
She's not it.
And Friedrich just are not getting along. I think it's because she needs. She wants like Friedrich to act a certain way, and Friedrich does not want to participate.
They're different villager types.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's Jess is full peppy. Full peppy.
It's a lazy and a peppy, and it's not happening. It's not happening for them.
You know
the real holiday that I finally celebrated.
Excuse me?
Stamp collection at the museum.
Oh.
I did it. What time did we start? 8:30? I did it at 8:29. I walked right into my museum. I said, stamps, please. And I got my stamps, and Blathers gave me my plaques. dentist can't take those away from me. Anyway, yeah.
I'm so tired.
I was telling Kathy at work. I'm just kidding.
I don't have the energy for this.
I know. I'm exhausted. So I got my plaques, and it was all very bing, bang, boom. And he was like, actually, this was the last day. And I was like, I know. Thank you.
I still haven't done my art plaque yet. So I have to do that.
Why wouldn't you just do them all at one time?
The art is the easiest one because it's one room.
There's one room.
Famous lie. Famously,
I feel like the hardest thing is that you have to go talk to him first.
Yeah,
like once you do that, you just got to do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had in my fish section one room had two, and so I was annoyed because that was the room I went to last.
One room, two fish.
One fish, red fish. Two fish, three stamps. I'm so tired.
I'm so. Tired. Not even tired. I'm just
wasted.
No, she only had one white claw.
I'm not even hungover. It's not that. It's just being with family for 12 hours every day for the past 7 days.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I liked your little onesie or your little jumpsuit.
Oh, thanks. TJ Maxx.
in that picture.
Maxinista.
With Aretha. Aretha looks great as always.
As always.
Aretha. How does she, how is she not aged in the like years that I've known her? Like that's what's
that's
wild.
That's cosmetic surgery, honey.
God bless.
Yeah. She wants another facelift. I'm like, you are 79 years old. That's $15,000 you could give me.
Don't you want me to have a facelift?
Yes, please.
Casey, did you go home? Did you celebrate?
Oh, no.
She's packing.
Yeah, I'm. I can't go anywhere until I'm moved out of this hole of an apartment.
A literal
the
hole.
The shack.
Like actual holes through the wall.
Actual holes in the wall. Cut the drywall cut off. So yeah, so I'm not going anywhere. So I've just been in town. So I've actually been playing the game. So I
You've got content.
You're not the only one moving out of your house, Casey. Flip my monkey is moving out.
Oh, did she ask today? Flip wanted to flip the house?
Well, Flip asked like a month ago.
Oh, girl.
But, today, but I haven't gotten on since. So today when I got
boxes.
On,
today,
I went to my mailbox and I had my briefcase from Rover still in my mailbox. That's how long it's been since
I've... Was that
I've,
3 episodes ago? I don't even know.
I think it was back in 2019 before the game came out. yeah, so it's been a while. Flip's been just waiting for me to come back so he finally could move. But he was in boxes today. My little jock monkey.
Well, we've had... I had a Lollywood legend move out. Like
after Pizza Rizzo legend?
Yeah, after Ketchup.
After Miss Ketchup from Pizza Rizzo left, I was playing in Lollywood and I saw a thought bubble. And
I had
thought about bopping it, but I was like, well, maybe they're not gonna ask that. I mean, you can guess, but like I don't feel like you would like if you would guess who of my villagers that like I would actually let leave.
Yeah, that's true because it would not have been Lolly. And
no, like Lolly can't leave
otherwise it would be Wood.
Lolly yeah, actually isn't allowed out of her house. Lolly's so
you wouldn't let Judy leave again.
Yeah, because you paid good money.
We paid good money.
Lesson learned.
Was I think it's Marina. But didn't you already let Marina go?
No.
That was me who let Marina go.
Oh.
Yeah. Marina can't leave either.
Okay.
Okay, who can, Casey? Who could?
No one. But Miss Tabby.
Oh!
And Tabby has a face only a mother can love.
Only you, Casey, can
and
love.
And only you, Casey.
Yes.
Truly.
I'll never forget finding her on that island.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen her before. And I was, like, so just, like, enthralled with her. Like, so just captivated by the way her teeth are just so big. And she always looks, like, shocked. And I loved her, and I loved her house.
And how she was like peppy.
She was a peppy. I loved her house because it was, like, kind of dirty, and it was just kind of like you're, like, you know, like, she's, like a working, like a, she kind of had, like, a student's house, you know? Like, it was, there's books everywhere. Her laptop's on the ground. She, like, sleeps on a futon. I loved her house.
It's a mood.
So she asked to leave.
Yes, this one.
And so I.
The one that's like this.
You did leave.
Yeah,
let her?
I let her go.
Wow.
Tabby could use a resident services Groupon code for Botox for her forehead. I'll say that.
Oh. That's sad.
Yeah. So because I was just like, I felt like, you know, at some point I was going to have to give on some of these and a lot of them, I have no willingness to give. So
who is in the bottom of the barrel now? Like who would be your next one that you would consider
bottom of the barrel now? So I think we're coming up on Shep's time to go.
Oh, I forgot about Shep.
He's very cute, and I think I really like him, but he's not the aesthetic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's not the Lollywood cutesy
Yeah, you've
aesthetic.
Outgrown him, too.
Yeah. So, but the villager that took...
Wait, is this... Wait.
That took Tabby's place.
Yeah.
I lined my pockets with 20 Nook Miles tickets.
And you said that's it? That's only 20?
I was like, okay, we'll start with 20.
Okay.
But I was willing to go longer if I needed to. I go to the first island. And I don't even see the front of this villager. I just see the back.
See the back.
And it's this blue bunny named Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the inflatable plug on the back of his head. And he's so cute. And he's a lazy. And you know I love a lazy.
An inflatable plug.
Yeah, so like the thing that you blow into for a floaty or whatever, it's just on the back of his head.
Is he the only Animal Crossing villager type that
is an inflatable?
That has an inflatable?
I think so. I mean, like I was Googling him to see what I could find out, and the funny thing was I found an article and it was like he says some really strange things, but it was like he just says all of the normal
lazy stuff, yeah.
Like the lazy verbiage, you know, so like talking about how the bugs talk to him and how grandma and grandpa and like all this stuff. So they're like, wow, he's got a really strange backstory. I'm like, no, that's every lazy. They all talk to the bugs. They all like talk about their grandma. They love Paschetti. Like that's just who they are. But so, yeah, so Hopkins, he's like a beautiful color. It's this bright blue.
It's very bright blue. Love for the summer, you know?
Yeah, great for the summer. And I thought it would, we don't have any bunnies on Lollywood. I thought it would, you know, maybe just brighten some people's day.
Yeah.
Bring, you know, mix it up a little bit. Although, yeah, we're drowning in lazies on Lollywood.
Yeah.
Everyone is a lazy.
Everyone in Ila was a normal still.
A normie.
I will say when you showed that picture of Hopkins, Adam was like, I don't like that. I was like,
yeah. Why? What do you have against inflatable? Oh.
Casey, did you read the theory?
Yes. I was just talking about
who Hopkins really is.
What's the theory?
That Hopkins is Zipper.
Oh, I don't think I read that theory.
It has been theorized that Hopkins is the person inside person, first of all. Person inside Zipper's costume. The facts that they are both of the same species, they share a birthday, and have the same voice can support this theory. On the other hand, it can be disproved if you have Hopkins living in your town or in his RV after you scanned his Amiibo card.
Yeah.
It's March 11th is his birthday.
Wow.
Why would...
Pisces King.
Why would the bunny inside Zipper be inflatable? That doesn't make sense.
I think it's less that it's the inflatable part and more just that they share birthdays.
Oh, well.
And, I think and
it's
he's a bunny.
I think it's a full human inside Zipper.
Yeah.
The only other human in the game besides you.
Also...
Yeah, because they're big.
Did you read his Pocket Camp quote? Or not his quote, his profile on Pocket Camp?
No.
In Pocket Camp, his preferred theme is sporty, whatever that means. His profile says... Term. Just a heads up, Hopkins is not to be trusted. He's always full of hot air. If he wasn't properly moored to the ground, I bet even a light breeze could blow him away.
Oh, that's wow. Cute. But yeah, Adam is not a fan of Hopkins.
No, I don't. I'm not an inflatable. Neither is Miranda. Miranda's scared things will pop.
Yeah, I'm terrified. Don't pop him.
Don't pop Hopkins. Don't hop on Popkins.
Don't Popkins.
Don't Popkin.
Well, I'm so proud of you for opening up Lollywood to, you know, like fate, destiny.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. And I was a little like, I just got a little mad because I was so ready to villager hunt. But then I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm done. So.
Well, it sounds like you had better luck in villager hunting than I did.
Yeah. Well, what was happening on Iloilo?
So Miss Iloilo, I don't even remember who asked to leave. I talked about it in the last episode. Who was it? No, I didn't. We were trying to get ketchup. And mm-hmm. I was like, I hope someone asked to leave. The next day, Casey, someone asked to leave. And it was Miss...
Just missed him.
Just missed him. Because I kept bopping people over and over again until someone would ask that I already had their picture. And it happened to be Bo, my other lazy. And I said, okay, Bo, it's time to go. Bye-bye, Bo.
Bye-bye, Bo.
So I said goodbye to Bo, and the next day, like you, I put 30 Nook Mall tickets in my pocket and was like, I'm just doing 30. Because I was like, it needs to be finite. I need to like find someone, or if none of them, whatever, like interest me, then I'll leave it to chance. But also I was very specifically like, I need to find a sisterly, not a sisterly. I need to find a jock. Oh. And like before I was like hot jock summer, hot jock boy summer.
Sure, yes.
I am going to find a jock immediately.
He wants his own Chet Hanks on his island.
Yeah. Bruh, bruh. Literally, I had spent 20 Nook Mile tickets and I still had not found a jock. There was even a point where I got the same villager in a row. And I was like, this can't be, we're not allowed to do this. This should not be a thing.
The worst part, it's like, okay, I get if you like shut your game down and then you try again and Nintendo's try like, again. Oh, sorry
no,
about that.
One after the other. I'm like, are you kidding me? And it was some cranky. Did not get a single jock. Only got crankies and what's annoying is that I was getting sisterlies and I was like, I was looking for sisterlies before and now I'm getting all of them and I'm afraid to see all of them because there's only 23 that I'm like, I don't want to run through all the sisterlies and not get a jock. I get to my 20th Nook Mile ticket. Mm-hmm. I go over to the island mm-hmm. and I see an orange duck. An orange duck with a green leaf on her head. I walk over and I said, hello, Ketchup. It's nice to meet you.
She ain't orange, she's red.
Ketchup is red, girl.
I would say she's a blood orange.
No, she's a tomato.
No, girl.
She is a tomato, famously. You're right. Let me do another take. So, Miranda, if okay, Casey, okay. could you?
Okay.
Okay, I use my 20th Nook Mile ticket, mm-hmm. and I walk over, mm-hmm. and I see a duck.
Okay.
A red duck.
No.
No, you didn't. No.
A red duck with a leaf on her head.
Miss Ketchup has risen.
Miss Ketchup.
She said, on you the can't third forget day, technically, about me.
Because she was on the boxes on the day before Bo asked to leave, right? So then mm-hmm. When Bo asked me, she was already gone. That was her first day. Bo on yeah. boxes, she was gone on the second day. And on the yeah. third day on my Nook Mile.
She rose.
Oh.
The stone was pushed out of the way of the cave.
For Ketchup.
And the cave was empty.
For Ketchup.
She has risen. She has risen indeed.
My mom loves a good Stations of the Cross. That's not going to shock anybody in this podcast, but I just wanted to say that.
Future deacon.
Future
Adam's
deacon,
mother.
My mother.
Did she make it?
She's still on her way. So I said, well, for the bit.
You got
and also,
it.
I guess technically, like I said before,
you still
technically,
wanted the
she's
foods.
A dreamy because she is a she's food a item.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
So Ketchup is now living where Bo used to live, which is right next to my pumpkin patch, which I am now converting into a tomatiri. I don't know what you call that. a vineyard and tomato like farm. So I have like barrels.
It's just a garden. You could just say garden.
It's a tomato just garden. Just say talk. That's awesome.
So wow, there you go, Ms. Ketchup. She was like, I can't not be talked about on this podcast. I've got to get back in there.
And like, I'm really interested in seeing her dynamic with the rest of the group. Because like, I've been taking pictures. Like, Beardo is still going around looking at all the art. Like, he's been like looking at the statues and the paintings that I've left around. Monique has her little cabaret space. You know, Meringue is
Baking.
Miss Muffy is over at the cemetery doing yoga by the cemetery.
Oh my God.
So I'm very interested. Like, I feel like I have a full cast of characters.
This
now.
Is a resort. Like,
it's a resort.
These crew members in your resort are fully leaned in. They have the itinerary for anyone who's coming to visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
getting paid absolute minimum wage
absolute
by their
absolute
by RJ.
They're getting paid in pumpkins.
their meals are paid for.
RJ, yeah. The slum lord. Yeah,
free electricity, free water, like free Wi-Fi. The laptops are just running all over the.
They're always running.
The TV's just running. Yeah, I feel like if I ever have a visitor. Which, you know, I'm currently decorating my house to be a museum hotel. So it's going to be one of those things where it's like things to do in the resort. And it's like, you know, sunrise yoga with Muffy.
Beardo's like art trail.
Art crawl. Like little, yes.
Art crawl. Yeah.
His little wine and walk. And now Ketchup's got her little, you know, tomato farm.
Gardening with Ketchup.
Just what pop star Ketchup wanted to do is run a tomato farm.
Well, it's weird because if you go into her house, she has the vineyard walls and she's got a soup kettle in the middle of the house.
That's because she respects her heritage, not because she wants to.
She's a respectable Italian girl.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
She loves her nonna and she wants to show it off.
As citizens of Chicago now, we do have to put out a PSA and remind everyone to never put ketchup on a hot dog. We do have to legally say that now that we live here.
Ew, I will always, if I ate hot dogs, I will always put ketchup on them.
Never put ketchup on a hot dog.
I do it.
Mustard only.
No.
And peppers and what else? Peppers, tomatoes.
Pickle.
Ketchup.
Pickle. They put
Miss pickle. Ketchup is a tomato.
A Chicago relish. Dog is.
Yeah, it's that weird green, like the neon green.
It's relish. Oh my gosh.
But the Miss pickle relish. And the mustard is like, and the tomato is a Chicago dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. RJ's making one.
I am making one.
He has
one.
All the ingredients in our fridge right now.
Well, for
RJ's.
New season of RJ's Food Rocks.
You should cook it on the rooftop. Is there a grill up there?
There is a grill up there. RJ has to rent or reserve the time.
RSVP that grill.
RSVP.
Well, speaking of Peppies on the island, Mira had her birthday this past week, and I was bursting at the seams to find out which of my
just
non-friends is going to throw this party for me. So I did have to TT because. Famously, I didn't play on Kumandra, so I went and TT'd back. Today, I TT'd back to, like, last Tuesday, the 25th, to be like, hey, villagers. So, like, on my birthday, I didn't go up, and they were like, I missed you. Where have you been?
Yeah, totally.
That would have felt awful. So I did that on the 25th, and then I went and TT'd for the 27th, which was Mira's birthday, and little Miss Allie Audie. Ally Audie by my front door, bringing me to her house for my party.
She hosted.
Did she take you to drag brunch?
Ally, she is. And Bo was there.
She said, oh.
And my little snooty Blair, the squirrel, was there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Blair is very nice. Cute.
So
she straight up was like, girl, let's go to Hamburger Mary's. Ever done drag brunch? Oh, my God. It's so much fun.
Let's go watch RuPaul's together. You know the show RuPaul's?
The RuPaul's. The RuPaul's my fave.
It's so much fun. They are so sassy, and it's like, mm-hmm. oh my god, their costumes are amazing. Costumes.
Was Audie wearing? Because they get dressed up for your birthday, right? So yes, did Audie have her sunglasses on?
No, she was actually wearing a bow. So one of those big bows, and it was like yes. behind her ears, which was so cute. But she was wearing this like emerald green dress with an emerald bow. She looked really cute, but
She would look good in emerald green.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I got the 8 cupcakes, and famously, I couldn't give them to everybody because there were 4 villagers sitting for KK. 4. 4 villagers.
They like, literally was like, "Oh, I heard someone's birthday." Oh,
And the other ones that I was
I would be one of those villagers because you're not taking my front row concert to a Grammy award winning artist away from me just because it's your birthday.
Also, a special performance.
He's here on a Thursday. Yes. Can you believe?
Can you believe a pop up? A pop up?
KK birthday.
Yes, so waiting to give them theirs, but
who were your letters during KK birthday?
Oh, I haven't even done that yet.
Oh. The craziest part is KK didn't play the birthday song. He played Butter by BTS. It was really wild.
Adam, for a homework assignment, you should make Butter into a KK song with the lyrics.
How would I do that?
You would sing it as KK.
Yeah, use the instrumental.
Like, use Animal Crossing.
I see, yes. There is an instrumental Butter. Yes. Yes, got it. I understand now. Great.
I look forward to... Yes, it must end with a howl.
Friedrich almost howled with the...
with the siren.
Sirens today. Oh. So close. That it drove away.
Winnie doesn't howl anymore, as now she'll like scream cry.
Oh.
No, it's like I need to make sure she's not close, because if she hears me doing it, she'll start doing it. But it's like it's so funny, because like we get tornado sirens. But I specifically remember in Chicago, we were like taking her for a walk and an ambulance drove right by her, like on Sheridan. And she started howling like that and crying like that. And there were like people on the patio and they're like, is she okay?
Is she okay?
No, she's not.
Also, it's a dog. All dogs do this.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But it sounded like she was like getting beaten or something, which was sad. Anyway,
there was a birthday that I missed celebrating on my island because I didn't play. And it's so upsetting. It's my best friend, Canberra. I missed her birthday. Oh, not Canberra.
She literally threw your birthday.
Yeah, I didn't ask her to. So I just want to say that.
I'm surprised her birthday's like not on like the first day of summer, because isn't she a summer girl?
She's a beach time girl.
Yeah, she's got a beach house.
She's May 19th.
Oh.
Which famously was the day we arrived in South Bend when we were driving up.
I missed Hamlet's birthday. It was yesterday.
Oh, no.
But famously, Hamlet wears clothes that I don't approve of. So maybe this is what he gets.
This, you know, it's teaching him a lesson.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any birthday coming up. A lot of my villagers are like fall to spring. A lot of summer birthdays.
No Geminis.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, I also welcomed a new villager from the co-op because... Once Ketchup moved out, I had an empty slot, mm-hmm. and it was during the week, and I hadn't really even thought about how I was going to fill it yet. But Poppy became available.
Oh, Poppy's so cute!
Yes, we famously have talked about Poppy whenever we were talking about squirrels before. We were, and Poppy has the cutest like fall aesthetic house.
Fall girl, fall girl, fall.
Fall girl, fall.
Fall Girl.
Fall Girl Fall.
I was going to say Fall Girl Summer. I'm like, nope. Fall Girl
That's
Fall.
Not Autumn. Not even Fall Girl Autumn.
Fall Girl Fall.
Fall Girl Fall.
She's got, yeah, the Uggs, the sweater, the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's super cute. She's a sweet. So, you know.
Sure.
Another normie.
I think, yeah, she's definitely a sweet norm. Or, geez, Louise. She's definitely a dreamy normie.
Yeah, like, of all the squirrels, she's a very good squirrel.
A very good squirrel indeed.
And I love her seed muffins.
Hmm. Poppy seed
muffin.
Oh. Well, you tried.
Oh, no, sorry, hold on. And I loved her appearance in The Wizard of Oz as Flowers.
Poppy. So we have to start planning our 1 year.
Yeah, speaking of birthdays.
It's our birthdays, attention villagers.
Our birthday.
Okay, so our intro episode where we introduced ourselves dropped on June 18th. Our official first episode dropped July 8th. What are we claiming as our birthday?
Whatever our debut episode is.
So episode one.
Yeah.
So July 8th.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So we do...
I like that.
So that means we have a month to plan, which is great.
Great.
We should do a special shirt for sure.
Really, the anniversary should be whenever Miranda got the Bible, because that was the moment we were like, this is all coming together.
We are fully committed to this right here, right now.
Was that before or after we recorded? It's got to be before, right? Because it came... We ordered it way before because it came when we were there.
I can look at Amazon to see when it was delivered, if we're really that...
committed. But we should definitely, Casey, we should definitely do a special shirt.
Yeah. I'll have to not tag it anything.
A new sticker design.
Literally podcast.
We can maybe
auditory
do,
medium.
Yeah. Audio. The tag is audio.
We should do a live stream or something.
Yeah, we should do a live stream of something.
For our last episode, which is our one.
Because now we're all too busy. Because Miranda has a job now. So now it'll be... No one can play.
Well, first of all, RJ's going to have to make highlights of best of our first year episode.
Yeah, I think so.
It'll be like highlights of the best town halls or...
Wow, that's a lot of
just
work.
Like favorite
that's
moments.
Like 52 episodes.
Yeah, but imagine...
Yes, there is that many weeks in a year, Miranda. Very good.
Thank you.
But imagine if I do make that compilation, then that takes up a whole week of us not doing anything.
Yes.
Ooh. Imagine.
Wow. I don't have to talk to you people for a whole extra week.
I mean, we could get together for the 4th of July weekend to record.
Yeah, that's true. Casey, what are you doing?
I hate the 4th of July.
We watched fireworks from our apartment on Navy Pier on Saturday.
Mm.
Ooh.
So they'll probably be
like,
tonight.
Don't
too,
like that.
Although it is—it's very Saturday. Funny, like, because Friedrich like did not care at all. He was just like on the bed.
A Magic Kingdom dog.
Yes, he's so used to it. He's like, is that wishes? Is that happily ever? What is
that?
Star
wishes?
Wars? What
is that?
Wishes.
He's gone through a lot of fireworks.
Illuminations. Epcot Forever.
Star Wars.
Even... Frozen. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think we had him during Frozen.
No, I don't think he was alive for the Frozen.
But he did the you know, the little fireworks that came at the end of the live action show or whatever.
Jingle bam, jingle blam.
We should just all get together in chives.
Yeah.
Chives.
We can go to bebop.
And bebop.
Bebops, hyveys, and chives.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my's.
Poppy.
Poppy.
Oh, This is now direct, a Wizard of Oz podcast.
I'm sure there are direct flights to Des Moines.
From Austin?
Yeah.
I had a family in town who drive up from Austin. They were here all week. They came back today.
Oh.
Or Casey could always fly direct to Chicago and we'll drive to
And we'll drive that her, seems her ass.
Inefficient.
Mm.
It seems inefficient to drive Casey to...
For Casey to fly to Chicago and then drive to Des Moines.
I feel like it might be easier to fly to Chicago, though, than to fly to Des Moines from Austin.
Hey, I can get a round trip from $87.
Oh, girl.
Are you kidding me?
There's an Allegiant flight.
Oh, well, you'll die on the plane.
Yeah, well, you're not going to make it.
Yeah, she's not coming to Chicago.
It's $87.
You can come here round trip for $87.
Apparently.
Casey?
That's the
Friday to Monday.
It's eight.
Casey, you can work in the basement.
When is the 4th? What day basement. Of the week is the 4th?
I don't have a finished basement.
We'll finish it.
Do you have $35,000?
Just use your facelift money from Aretha.
I'll use the facelift money.
Wow.
Girl,
okay.
Literally,
July
literally
8th.
July
8th is
a Thursday.
Yeah. It's a Thursday. Sunday. 4th is a Sunday.
4th is a Sunday.
Literally for July 4th weekend, it's only like $137 round trip.
Casey.
That's so crazy.
We got to do it.
We got to.
And if it's Allegiant, that's just your fee for the cremation. That's all it is. It's just a cremation fee because you won't make it.
That is so funny.
What? Yeah.
Thank you.
Who would have thought? Not me.
We got it. ResPod does chives.
ResPod does chives.
That's so.
We should have. Miranda, when you got your second island, you should have named it Chives.
Yes. You fool.
You fool.
You should have named it Chives.
And I'm the villages should have been named Hy-Vee.
In Resident Services news, I'm deleting Kumandra this evening.
And Chives will.
Chives will be born.
Chives will be born. My resident Hy-Vee.
Listeners, this inside joke here is years ago, Adam could not remember the suburb of Iowa.
I don't even think it's worth telling. I don't even think it's worth explaining. I don't think it's funny enough to explain.
There are Iowan residents who listen to this podcast and they're going to be like,
where is
living
Chives?
Hell is this Chives, Iowa? Fine. It'll
Dubuque, Des Moines, Davenport, Chives, Marshallsville.
So
you ought to give Iowa a try. You ought to.
As a former cast member of The Music Man, those are the correct lyrics. Yes. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, I'm not going to finish.
Once upon a time,
story.
Adam called Clive Chives. That's the story. And it's just stuck.
It's stuck.
In a previous podcast that is long dead.
Oh, rip.
I mean, think about it this way. Clive is probably named after some white man who was a racist. So really, I'm just making it better.
Yes, you are. We're just
I'm improving the situation.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate your
work. I'm putting myself in the narrative.
I'm putting myself in the narrative.
Oh. Oh, my God. Okay, well, we're
going to... Unhinged.
Yes, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for our town halls. That sound means it's time for our town hall. That's when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address our island villagers and proclamation.
Wow.
What was that?
Proclamation. Okay. Miranda, why don't you go first?
Miranda went first last week, didn't she?
Didn't she? I thought, Adam, you went first.
I don't know.
I did not go first last week.
I know Casey didn't because she went first last time and she made an.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want to go first.
RJ, very adamant. Your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. As I've said, I was out island hunting, villager hunting on islands. And
I did mention that there was one villager that appeared twice in a row. So I would like to take the opportunity to talk about this villager. His name is Cyrano. He is a cranky anteater. He is wearing like a kung fu, not even a kung fu, like a martial arts kind of vest looking thing. And he's got big bushy black eyebrows. Just, I don't need a cranky. I don't need cranky energy. Cranky is not summer energy. Cranky is very cold winter energy. And famously, you know, Chicago is known for our summers. And so, like, we're really embracing that. So I don't need cranky energy anymore. So,
and that's 1 minute.
Miss Cyrano.
Famously, Old Man Winter is a cranky villager.
Famously, Chicago is known for hot summer, not their windy, cold summers. Winters. No.
No. When was it?
No.
It was sometime this week where, like, we were walking Friedrich and it was like
40s. Yes, how did you enjoy our 45 degree end of May weather this week?
I was telling
Honestly,
Adam.
Honestly, it was great. I was like, this is so nice having variations in weather. You just don't get it. And you get.
It's nice to have a change.
Yes. It's nice to, like, have a different experience. Swamp. Yeah.
But Friedrich was fully like, like, he was like, I can't, because it's so windy, because famously it's windy here. Like, his hair is fully like pulled all the way back. Like, it's like
his eyebrows were like,
he comes back in. Friedrich's, he's like, I am out of sorts. Help.
I am out of sorts.
Where's my groomer?
He's like, I can't believe you're forcing me to pee on the sidewalk and I'm freezing. But anyway, he loves it here. Right, Friedrich? yeah, I didn't need Cyrano. I was very mad that I had him twice in a row. Yeah, like, I have Static right now. I have Static right now. Static is my cranky, and I'm very appreciative of what he brings, his energy to the island, but one is enough.
One could say his static energy.
His static energy.
Yeah, I can't imagine having more than one cranky on an island, honestly.
There's only ever been one cranky on Lollywood.
Can you imagine having two crankies and then walking in on their, like, conversation with each other? There would be so many apostrophes. I'd be like, how do I read this?
How do I read this? And I didn't even have anyone, like, fun in my, like, villager hunting. Like, oh, I did see some past villagers, which also made me mad. Like, hi, Diana. Yes, it's nice to see you again. But, like,
but she doesn't know. This is a different Diana.
Yeah, because my Diana famously lives in Peachy's Island.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see Julian. Could have had Julian, but I was like,
Julian Fellows, the creator of Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Julian, the smug unicorn. I should have. Now thinking back, for Pride, I should have
for
kept
Pride
Julian.
Month.
Missed opportunity.
Just so Beardo, just so Beardo could make a gayborhood in Iloilo.
There needs to be Pride festivities on the itinerary. Missed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Target is sponsoring all of Iloilo's Pride activities.
Yes. Everyone's wearing the blazer.
Casey brought the plates. You know.
Oh no! I ended up setting them down. Because they were $4.50, and those plates are, like, usually...
Yeah, like, those Target plastic plates are...
It's the, like, it's the one that we had. Yeah, it was, like, the ones we had, the, like, pink ones.
Yeah, and I love those.
Adam,
oh, my God.
Just turn off your microphone every time you do.
It's going to pick it up on yours anyway, so I don't know why it would make any difference.
Ugh. This episode is off the rails.
I'm here to get it on the rails. It's my turn.
I want the listeners to, like, tell us, like,
at what minute did you turn the episode off? Let us know in the comments.
I mean, I could look at the analytics, Miss Analytics.
I will say it's been the last couple of episodes that have been this same energy. So I feel like we can pull data from a few months, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I blame that we discovered the word flop, like, and we included it in our vernacular. And I feel like the flop energy has not left this.
No.
Much like Christopher Columbus discovering America, we discovered the word flop. No one had seen it before.
No one had seen it before. But, like, the flop, like, funk has not left us.
Right.
The flop funk. The
flop girl summer.
Flop girl fall.
Flop. Fall girl fall.
Fall girl fall. Okay, Adam. Your town
hall. Wait, what was my idea?
I don't know, girl.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
Adam, it should be the McDonald's experience we had today.
No.
We'll tell the girls later about that. But Adam, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. Miss Nintendique, you're coming back to be discussed again. It has been... Okay. We had like a solid few months where it was like event, new non-playable character, event, non-playable character. And now it's like we're stuck in this rut. We had Zipper in the like first week of April. And now we're pretending that Stamp Day is fun. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that, especially when there's 16 days you can get stamps. Who cares about stamps? Nobody. Okay. So I just want you to unleash another event, another moment. I know that in June we're going to get the wedding day photos again, but it's not the same because you have to go to Harve's Island to do it. It's not the same. So just come up with something or do like a Gulliver situation and make it like Wisp and Wasp or something. Like give somebody else like a new alter ego. Right, I'd also be down for that.
And that's
also, I want to take this time to address the McDonald's that we went to. When we asked for the BTS meal, they didn't give us the fries. So I reversed at the window after I started pulling away and I was like, can we get our fries? And she was like, what size? And I was like, medium. And she comes back. And while she was gone, RJ was like, she didn't give me the sauces. And so she comes back with the fries. And I was like, can we also get the sauces? And she goes, which ones? And I was like, the ones that come with the meal, the Cajun and the sweet chili. She was like, you want both? And I was like, yes, they both come with it. So she goes and gets them. And then she hands us two sweet chili. Not a Cajun and a sweet chili, two sweet chili. And then was like, have a good day.
How did that come from a Nintendique?
Because RJ brought it up earlier.
Yeah, I was like, you should tell our McDonald's. I assumed that was what it was going to be, his town hall.
The entire town hall. Oh my gosh.
Maybe you shouldn't be drinking beer, Adam. Maybe that's what's going on. I don't think the beer is helping you clear your throat.
What do you mean?
Although we are drinking these new Goose Island lemonade shandies, Miranda, they're very good.
That's good.
But I don't know if you like shandy.
I like shandy.
Oh, Shea Kool-Ale is coming back. I never had it last year, so I'm excited to try it this year.
Oh, I didn't know what you were saying.
Shea Kool-Ale.
Shea Kool-Ale. It's,
yeah.
You'll have to get some and bring some to me.
Yes, for the ResPod Chives retreat.
Who's my favorite character in Greece? Shandy.
Greesh on Greesh.
On Greesh.
Greesh. Shandy. My favorite really cute, movie, Greesh.
It is cute. It's a cute can. Oh.
Yep.
Cute can. Cute can.
We got it at Mariano's, our local grocery store. Have you heard of it, Miranda? It's called Mariano.
All brand new information. Thank you.
Miranda cannot speak about other grocery stores on a public forum as she is indebted to one. She has a non-disclosure agreement.
You mean Hy-Vee?
Oh my god.
Serving your greater Des Moines metro area.
A helpful smile in every aisle.
Oh, I will say last week we got an email from I got a text from the Marfa Gays saying that their local Walgreens in Austin is not on a corner, it's on a street.
Keep Austin weird, man. Keep Austin weird.
I don't believe it.
Okay, who wants to go next?
Okay.
I'll go.
I think Casey should go. Okay, Casey, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. You know, what I don't like is I don't like having to get my vaulting pole out. Why is it that, you know, something that I've totally forgotten about because, you know, we live in a civilization where we've got bridges and inclines and we've got everything we need on our island. So then I forget when I go to the Mystery Island that I probably need a vaulting pole because you stick the villager far away from me and I have to find a way over to him. And I always have to turn back around and go get my vaulting pole so that I can go find this villager. So I don't like that. And I would like you to build a bridge. Build a bridge to the villager so that I can ask them to come join
build
me.
Build a bridge.
And that's 1 minute.
Get over it. I never take my vaulting pole out of my pocket. It has always been in my pocket for the past.
It's always, yeah, I.
How.
I have put it in my key ring.
It is always in my pocket.
I mean, like, I usually, my pockets don't usually get full now like they used to, you know, whenever I'd be like catching bugs and stuff. But it's just like, I don't need it for anything other than Mystery Islands.
Yeah.
So why keep it in the pocket? Just like the wetsuit.
Oh, that is always in my pocket.
Wetsuit is always in my pocket. You never know when Gullivar crashes ashore.
You never know when and if my pockets are too full, I just put on my wetsuit while I walk around my island.
One more. That's a great hack. That's a great hack.
Wow, great life hacks. Great hacks.
Tips and tricks.
Life hacks.
Here only.
Life hacks. I hate when they like, you have to cross, you use a vaulting pole and then use a ladder. I'm like, are you? Freaking kidding.
Like, you're really making me work for it now.
So that I can see Bertha. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to talk Bertha into moving in. Okay, Miranda, bring it on home for us. Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. With the phenomenon of Animal Crossing New Horizons, it has been a great year with ColourPop collaborations, Build-A-Flop collaborations, and upcoming this week, one that we are very excited about, the Uniqlo collaboration that launches on June 6th. Now, it's got lots of tees. It's not a whole lot, but it's a decent amount with t-shirts. There's towels, there are bags, but they're super cute, and we love Uniqlo, and I think it's online, and if you're lucky enough, in stores. So I'm very excited. I have a few shirts picked out, but I personally cannot wait, and that's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
Wow, and that's 1 minute. Uniqlo. Uniqlo.
Uniqlo. Uniqlo.
Uniqlo, girl.
It says on their website, available online and in stores late June, but I swear I saw June 6th somewhere. Maybe a listener sent that to us. Anyway.
I'm excited. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We need to buy winter clothes, though.
I like that Adam's just like not even reacting.
He has been coughing for a full hour. He is out of it. Look at it. Look at his
Look
eyes.
Look at him. They're gone. I know. There's some really cute. I don't remember what the kids like sizing is. Like if I get like an extra large of a kid's, like would that fit me type of thing?
I think on some situations it might.
Because like.
I do feel like some of them, they'd be.
Can you see this on my phone? Are you able to?
Yeah. Oh, Miss Chris, Francine and Chrissy?
I don't know. The bunnies.
Muffy?
Not Muffy.
No.
No.
Oh, but no. The kids' ones are so cute.
Muffy and Buffy.
Muffy, Buffy.
Joanne.
We love a collab. I just find all the collabs super interesting. Like, why are they all waiting, like, a year out? I don't understand.
Yeah.
It was a lot of it could have just been like licensing, you know?
We know. We know the licensing. Oh,
Resident Pod, Resident Services Pod is very familiar with Nintendo licensing.
Adam today was trying to get his hands on the BT21 Ulta collab.
Yeah. Ulta released a BT21 line that had like lip balm that I wanted. And the Ulta I went to was like, I don't know if we're going to get it here. And I was like, okay, thanks. Thank you.
Guess Northern Indiana are not BTS fans.
Oh, and there's 22 designs that are going to be, that are online, like on the, in the game that you can get.
Oh.
And there's a Uniqlo Island dream address.
When is that coming out?
I think it's out. We'll okay. The dream address is right here.
That's our, yes, put it in the show notes. That'll be our homework next week.
Yep.
Next week, we are all going shopping at Uniqlo Island.
That's a good idea.
Because I'm guessing the you'll be able to get the
oh, yes, the
designs whenever you're in the yes. dream address.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, hopefully that'll liven up this podcast.
Hopefully Adam will get some Claritin.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidencePod. We also have video content coming in the future through the Ampliverse YouTube channel. You can subscribe on youtube.com/theampliverse. You can also join our Resident Services co-op where we share dream addresses, tips and tricks, trade items and villagers, and so much more. That's at facebook.com/groups/Resident Services co-op. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating or review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. This is our last review right now. So listeners, this is another call to action. Please,
yeah, to leave us reviews. So they can keep being nice to me.
We need another review so we can keep being mediocre podcast hosts.
This is from Caraway NYC.
NYC.
See?
Just got here this morning.
The headline is not enough stars available, but it is a 5-star review. This podcast is better than Cats. I can listen to it again and again. And I don't know if that's true. I'm going to be really honest. I don't know if I agree with that sentiment. I think Cats is better than this podcast.
The movie, the musical.
I think Cats is better than this podcast.
The animal. Like, what are we?
Yeah.
Cats is in all caps. Oh. So it is definitely the musical.
Great.
But do they mean just generally the piece concept made by Andrew Lloyd Webber, or do they mean the film?
I don't think they mean the film, because the film is unwatchable.
No, it's watchable.
Anyway.
Sorry, unwatchable to human eyes.
Was that all the review?
RJ, Casey, Miranda, and Adam make me laugh every week, and all their Animal Crossing New Horizons complaints are hashtag relatable. It has also been great to talk about with my friend Tina during the pandemic. It is Tina's 13th birthday. Please give her a shout out.
Hey, Tina! Yes, happy Tina.
Birthday,
Tina.
Happy yeah, definitely birthday. Belated.
Happy 14th birthday, Tina. Happy birthday, Christina.
You don't know that.
Okay.
I know it.
X-Tina, happy birthday, X-Tina. Happy 15th birthday, X-Tina.
And by X-Tina, it literally means Christina Aguilera. That's who they're talking about.
Thank you for burlesque. Happy birthday, Christina.
Thank you for your version of Reflection in Mulan.
Thank you for your reboot.
Your reboot.
Well, that was very sweet. Thank you so much.
That is amazing. Better than Cats.
We do our best to be better than cats.
That brings me joy.
Are we better than the Railway Cat? Are we better than
Skimbleshanks?
The Rebel Wilson one?
Oh, Jenny Any Dots?
That was her name?
Jenny Anydots,
I've only seen cats once, girl. And it was very recently. It was one of the last shows I saw before. Theater shut down, you know.
Rum Tum Tugger, Mr. Mistopheles. I mean, come on. We gotta love T.S. Eliot.
Do.
Poetry. Well, if you would like to leave us a review, which we're telling you to, if you haven't done so already.
If you have time.
Let us know on Instagram or DM us, and we'll send you your very own Resident Services sticker. As always, Miranda, Casey, Adam, thank you so much for joining me on this riveting episode of Resident Services.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Always great to see you guys.
We're not even going to be talking about the 20 minutes Miranda was trying to connect FaceTime for this podcast today.
Y'all are the ones without Wi-Fi.
Oh, all right. This has been Resident Services signing off. Memory all alone in the moonlight. Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with two Y's at the end.
Discovering voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.